This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us on a Monday night, our first show of August. And you know what this month means. It means a lot as far as football is concerned. In the next 2 weeks, high school football will start with kickoff classics and then the regular season. And then college, as we told you, will follow short after that. This is a time of year where a lot of the seniors have either made up their mind what college they're going to, or coming down the final stretch, you know, kind of had their opportunity to visit the schools, sit down with their families, and see what's going to be best for them. Last Friday night, one of the players from South Florida made his decision. It was really neat because it was a team type of thing. Cypress Bay had a team bonding deal. They had a scrimmage and then obviously a sleepover with the kids. And during that time, their offensive lineman, Ben Gula, had an opportunity to commit to his school that he's going to attend. And it happened to be between the University of Central Florida and Colorado. And Ben, a four-year varsity player, coming up on four-year varsity player, chose Colorado. So he will be playing in out west in a pretty decent conference against some really good talent and playing for Coach Prime. And Ben is kind enough to join us this evening. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. And I appreciate you joining us. I know you got practice this evening.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's a blessing.
This is big for you. I mean, obviously this is something, you know, when you're in the ninth grade, you see a lot of these seniors and, you know, getting ready to go off to college. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what, if I work hard and I could be in that same situation one day. I mean, you're somebody who gets it done on and off the field. You get it done in the classroom as well. Talk about the decision and talk about how you went about it. I mean, because I know that it wasn't easy. I mean, and I saw you at a lot of events during the off season. I thought that one of the great exposures that you had was at FAU when Coach Mike Norvell and Coach Hand were watching you from FSU. But you had been to Miami. You've been to a lot of schools. So you didn't just all of a sudden pick a school out of the air. You kind of did a lot of research and you put yourself in a position where you gave every school an opportunity to, you know, see if it fit you. What was it about Colorado?
I mean, Colorado obviously on paper is an amazing football team, but when you go into the logistics of it, their staff is extremely experienced, extremely great people. And it's an amazing area to be around. They have deep in just about every single position. They have two basically Hall of Fame coaches for each position as it is right now. And just being able to be around that talent and that those guys that have been in that situation, that seen that on the field, seen that outside the field, know what it's like to be in your shoes. It was so great to be able to have those conversations with especially with Coach Andre, their one of their offensive line coaches. He's been in. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been around an MVP. He's been around Coach Prime. He's been around all those great things. And being able to pick his mind to be the player I would like to be, and just see that vision for myself was amazing.
Right. Well, weather was never a difference maker to you, because didn't you grow up north?
I did. I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so weather really wasn't a factor, but the very fact you ask anybody, Ben, it's like one of the most beautiful parts of the country. I mean, too, you know, you're in a place where you're surrounded by mountains. It's kind of a majestic area. There's a lot to do there. It is a college town, but at the same time, you know, you look at the alumni, not just in athletics, but academics. I mean, you've had Supreme Court justices. I mean, you've had people who've been in high positions. And I know you're an academic guy, too. What was about academics? I mean, is there something like you said, hey, listen, you know, they're strong in this, and I think I want to go into business or whatever. Was there anything academically that kind of caught your eye as well?
I mean, I really like their academic program. I think they have a lot of very good people surrounded about it. And it was nice to hear that they have a future for me outside of football as well. But one thing that I really was looking for is a good commercial real estate program, and that's something they have. And after football, I've always inspired to get into law, and that's something I do after the fact of, and they have a pretty good law program, so that's something I would do.
Yeah, no doubt. Not only that, is this year, this is a program I know that Coach Hood and this team, albeit there's a lot of younger players on the team, I think the way you guys ended up last year and didn't make the playoffs, and, you know, had to watch everybody else in your district and everybody else that you play go to the playoffs, did that kind of like motivate y'all during the offseason? Because I know you guys did a lot of things. You traveled, you played in a lot of events, you went to line camps. How much was that a factor in the offseason? Because as we come up to this start of this year, you guys are pretty much one of the teams that everybody's looking at.
Yeah, I mean, we have completely changed our culture. That's something I wanted to change myself, you know, going into it. You know, I've always kind of had a leadership role over here, being always been a starter, but being able to take that, you know, kind of victim mentality when we come into these games, you get punched in our mouth, we try to fight back a little bit, but we weren't able to rise to the occasion. And this year, it's a completely different set of guys, completely different set of just individuals that want to go and make something happen. And I love that. Yeah. Like, we're out here right now, we're working, we're hitting, and I love to see it. It's something that last year we didn't have that fire, and it's something that we've taken in the offseason, we definitely have right now.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't kind of, like, film you and mic you up for this and have you in there live. That would have been pretty good.
It gets fun.
Yeah. Before I let you go, talk about the other night, because that was pretty special. I mean, you know, your entire team was around you. Your family was there. It's after 10 o'clock on a Friday night. It gives you an opportunity. It was kind of a team bonding deal. You guys had, you know, you practice, you had a scrimmage that I was at. And then on that night, you had an opportunity to, everybody slept in the gym, and you know, you guys, they all rallied around you when you made your decision. What was that like? Because that, to me, would be something that you could remember for the rest of your life, because, you know, it wasn't like you were just at home and, you know, sitting in front of a computer and said, well, I'm going to commit to this. Your entire team was there.
Yeah. I mean, if I could have, I don't think there's another thing I could have done better than that. It was just about the best situation I could have made for it. I absolutely enjoyed it. I mean, the guys were very hyped about it, and that's something I was very happy for. But just to have my mom right next to me and being in the place where this whole thing started in a situation I wouldn't be in I was emotional. And I felt like everything set in place right there, and it was all meant to be, and God had my back, and I loved it. I loved every second of it, and I appreciate the coaches letting me do that and let me come out there, let have my, some of my close friends come by as well. It was an awesome experience.
Yeah, no doubt. And after about an hour and a half of sleep on Friday night, you got an opportunity to get in front of the media at the Hotbed Media Day. How was that? Did you enjoy that as well?
Oh, I definitely enjoyed it. I love having these interviews with people, especially with you. And Florida Hotbed was very nice to have hosted me and my guys on our team. And you know, as much as I was dreading going into it, I definitely enjoyed it, having a conversation with a couple people, and on the kind of sleep I had, but I made the best of it and I loved it.
Yes, you did. Ben, I can't thank you enough, man. It's been great. We'll see you this year. You ain't going to head out before we see you a couple of times. And it's been a pleasure. Tell Coach Hood I said thank you for giving you a few minutes. Go out there and beat somebody to the pulp right now.
Yes, sir, I will.
Good stuff. Ben Gula, Cypress Bay, committed to Colorado. One of the great kids. I mean, I'm telling you, he really is. He's a just an all-around student athlete. He's fun to be around. I mean, as you can see, he's, you know, he thanks everybody for everything that's happened. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", 270. You know, and I thought, you know, for sure the day that I saw him at FAU when FSU was out there, I thought that, you know, Coach Norvell really liked what he saw out of him. And, you know, sometimes things don't work out. But you know what? It came down to two really, really good football programs, Colorado and UCF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.